Hello and welcome. The name of this podcast series is Taboo Truths and Tales. So why these particular T words are all in the title, you may want to know. Fair question. It's because this podcast deals with subject matter considered to be taboo. This podcast deals with a person's perception of truths. And this podcast deals with storytelling tales of fiction told by an individual. You need to choose for yourself what you perceive as truths versus tales, because very often in real life, that distinction is not crystal clear. This podcast is marked explicit. What that means, you should not listen to this podcast if you happen to be under the age of 18, or if someone under age 18 is listening there with you. Explicit means nobody under age 18 should be listening to this podcast series. So here we go. Taboo Truths and Tales is hosted by Madeira D'Souza. That's me. Some of you may know me by my nickname as Woody. Whatever you want to call me, I welcome you here to this podcast, which is definitely intended for people who are 18 or older. Thank you. Now let's get started.
You are listening to an explicit narrated story whose title is Night of the Handgun. You won't find this very private club even if you know exactly where to look. This carefully concealed place situated inside of buildings within buildings buried deep in a large warehouse complex hosts shrewd and sadistic men. Just like you. You got in by secret invitation only. You paid cash. $3,000. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Once your ass is down upon a cheap aluminum chair, you see a dozen other men seated with you in a semicircle. You're all on an elevated platform to give unobstructed views of the show. A spotlight shines down from high above the warehouse floor to show a naked man who looks very unfriendly. In broken English, he introduces himself as the gang leader. Both his large hands and muscular arms extend outward like crucified Jesus. He's pointing to large flat video monitors scattered throughout. "Better for you. Watch men up close," says the gang leader. "Not too close. You may get blood splashed on your faces." He laughs like an old woman. "So what can you expect here tonight? You heard about it from the one who invited you. It's all very simple. You expect to see young men meeting their fate in person. Right before your eyes. Others have been recorded in this place for playback tonight on the video monitors. You expect young naked men. Members of rival gangs. So you were told. They each deserve what they're gonna get here. So you were told. Don't cry for them. You cannot wait to hear their screams of anguish booming at high volume down from large loudspeakers hanging on chains from the warehouse ceiling. The guns here tonight. All the guns here are completely legal. You know that's true. We have a guaranteed right to bear arms. You know that's true. So says the gang leader. He mispronounces the words in English. Sounds to you a little like he's said the words beer and arms. A guy to your immediate right responds by yelling out, "Fuck yes. We got a right to beer. To beer. To beer arms." You hear the frenzied shouts of the audience chanting as one, "Beer arms fucking legal. Beer arms fucking legal, beer arms fucking legal, beer arms fucking legal, beer arms fucking legal, beer arms fucking legal." The gang leader is pissed off. He is not clear why he's being mocked. He extends the middle finger of his right hand up into the air. "Fucking idiots." So he says. An unlucky young man is brought forward naked as the lights in the staging area focus your attention upon him. The gang leader grabs the young man, a member of a rival gang. The gang leader forces the young gang member to hold a loaded handgun in his right hand. The young man keeps desperately repeating, "No, no, 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 no." The gang leader angrily penetrates the young man from behind and pounds him in full view of the men seated in the semicircle watching what's going on. "Shoot before you shoot." That's the odd phrase the gang leader screams to the rival gang member as he rapes the defenseless young man. "Shoot before you shoot," chant all the men in unison who are seated in the aluminum chairs. "Shoot before you shoot, shoot before you shoot." The stage lighting above the warehouse room directs everyone's attention to another rival gang member on stage. This man is naked and very masculine. He is gagged and his hands are bound behind his back. Everyone watching is close enough to see that he is aroused by what is happening to him. "Shoot him. Shoot him," shouts the gang leader as he continues raping his victim. "Shoot him before your orgasm. Or else I will put a bullet in your brain." The rival gang member keeps shouting, "No, no, 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 no." But just as that young man reaches the point of no return in his inevitable orgasm, the rival gang member does what he knows he must do. He squeezes the trigger on the handgun pointing directly at his fellow gang member. The men watching all this scream wildly in approval. The bound and gagged masculine gang member falls dead to the floor from the point-blank gunshot. The young gang member getting raped keeps shouting, "No, no, 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 no," as the gang leader shoots his load into him. The gang leader brutally shoves the young rape victim face down onto the warehouse floor. "Shoot him. Shoot him," shouts the audience. "Shoot him. Shoot him. It's fucking legal, it's fucking legal." The gang leader smiles. The sounds of men screaming their approval get amplified by the sound system above the stage and triumphant music is added for emotional impact and, as expected, everyone sees that the raped young man is sprawled out dead on the warehouse floor from multiple gunshots. The audience cheers and screams. The lights go dark suddenly. The multiple video screens display scenes of what has happened on previous evenings in this warehouse. Various men of color from rival gangs are hunted and shot dead in that warehouse by a muscular and white gang member to demonstrate that he feels superior. Then, the real-time action in front of the warehouse audience returns as the lights go bright once again. To the delight of the observers, another desperate young man from a rival gang is aggressively raped at gunpoint by the muscular white gang member just seen in the videos. When he finishes his transaction, the rapist steps away a few paces and aims his gun below the belt of that hopeless gang member. The spectators shout out in a frenzy as they watch that young man get shot where it hurts him most. He falls with a thud to the warehouse floor and endures what looks to everyone watching like a painfully slow death. Then the shooter unloads his juices as the final element of the ritual before stopping silently to admire what he has done tonight. The spectators all are up. Some are on their feet. Spotlights above the stage focus everyone's attention on a pile of men's bodies on the warehouse floor. This brutal and disrespectful collection of dead men makes a huge impression on everyone in attendance tonight. Their chanting starts again. They know the law is on their side. They know what they believe. It's fucking legal, 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 it's fucking legal.
Night of the Handgun is the title of this narrated story presented in Season 3, Episode 6 of the Taboo Truths and Tales podcast series. You can see images created for this podcast episode by visiting tabootruthsandtales.com and searching for the title Night of the Handgun.